morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, February 20th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. After the Wyoming House held marathon debates over the budget bill earlier this week, the Senate hit pause.
Absent objections, Senate File 1 has been laid back for one day. We wait for our friends down the hall.
That was Senate President Beau Biteman confirming senators will wait until Friday before a second round of debate on amendments to hear their version of the budget. On Tuesday, the upper chamber adopted an amendment bringing the budget bill almost back to the governor's initial proposal. The House is also set to consider another round of their own amendments today. That work could continue into the weekend. The Wyoming House finished a series of late-night talks on their version of the budget bill this week by killing 86% of the amendments that were voted on. Those first-round amendments will be followed by one more series of potential changes on Friday. Many of the amendments lawmakers proposed would have moved the budget closer to Governor Mark Gordon's initial proposal. That proposal had been significantly whittled down by the Joint Appropriations Committee prior to the session. One amendment would have restored baseline funding for the state's economic development agency, the Wyoming Business Council, and another would have given correctional officers pay raises. Another would have restored the University of Wyoming's block grant, including funds for Wyoming Public Radio. All three budget amendments were killed. Cheyenne is closer to becoming the Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association's headquarters. A bill that would provide $15 million to help move PRCA from Colorado Springs passed its second reading in the Senate. Wyoming News Now's Akili Bonner reports.
A policy advisor from Governor Mark Gordon's office was present for public comment to deliver a couple words of support on the governor's behalf.
There's no better home for the PRCA than right here in Wyoming. This is a unique opportunity to expand our Western traditions and create additional opportunities for our young people to turn their passions into in-state careers.
Gordon's advisor states the governor submitted a budget letter to the Joint Appropriations Committee saying that if this file, quote, met the single purpose provisions of Wyoming's Constitution, he would proudly sign into law pending review. As this bill is still alive and making progress within the legislature, Chief Marketing Officer Paul Woody says PRCA has the plan laid out.
Once the funding is complete, then the opportunity to acquire the land for where the headquarters and the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame is going to be is the next step. And then from there, we get to start talking with the creative people to say, this is what it should look like.
I'm Akili Bonner, Wyoming News Now.
A Democrat and former state legislator is running for the U.S. Senate. James Byrd represented Cheyenne's House District 44 in the legislature from 2009 to 2019. He said he's running to, quote, be Wyoming's representative to Washington, D.C., and not Washington's representative to Wyoming. Byrd's campaign announcement says he believes in education for everyone, public lands in public hands, and that health care is the bedrock of a strong and thriving community. Byrd joins Republicans Jimmy Skavgard of Mills and current U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman already in the race. Wyoming's primary election is on August 18th. There is still ongoing turmoil about the elected leadership of the Eastern Shoshone tribe. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has this update.
It's been over a month since a group of tribal members voted to replace the entire Eastern Shoshone Business Council. Some say that vote was legitimate, but others disagree. The plan is to settle the dispute in tribal court, but that hearing hasn't happened yet. In a meeting with the original business council this week, Fremont County Commission Chair Larry Allen called it a waiting game.
We want to continue our relationship and our partnership and things we're working on. We want to continue that, but we don't know what, where it's going.
Shoshone Business Council Chairman Waylon Large said the previously elected group is still in charge and taking care of daily operations.
Totally understand you. But we're still going to keep the
all right
government to government.
Good.
That's normal.
The Northern Arapaho chairman said he supports the original council until he sees legal paperwork saying otherwise. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Some Democratic lawmakers are concerned about the ongoing impacts of funding changes to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, the concern about the agency's ability to help states recover from natural disasters lingers amid a partial government shutdown.
At a news conference in Las Vegas, U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto spoke about the impasse between her fellow Democrats and Republicans. She also said that previous cuts to other agencies like FEMA have already reduced government services. She alleged that the Trump administration has played politics by rescinding previously approved funds earmarked last year for disaster relief.
So there's federal FEMA funding that needs to get out to a state and several jurisdictions that this administration deems democratic, and it's not going there.
Some communities have also lost disaster mitigation assistance as FEMA's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities, or BRIC program, was terminated last spring. Officials in Arizona and Colorado recently joined a lawsuit opposing the cuts to this program. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. The city of Cody is getting a new old holiday. The Cody Enterprise reports Robin Cutter was looking through papers at the Park County Archives when she came upon a city council resolution from 1917 proclaiming February 26th a town holiday in honor of Buffalo Bill's birthday. The resolution was not really enforced, but it is technically still on the books. So city leaders today have decided to resurrect it, though they've not yet announced what they'll do this year. The Douglas High School cheer team has won its second state title in a row after a lot of adapting. The Douglas Budget reports the original team going into state was 15 strong, but three athletes had to sit out due to injuries. Just an hour before performing, they had to make changes to their routine, but that didn't stop them from coming out with a score about 2 points higher than the second place team. A Rollins indoor track runner has beaten a school record. The Rollins Times reports Noah Blasey ran the 3,200-meter at the Natrona County Mustang Invite. He came in fifth place, but his 10-minute, 23-second run topped the school record. And according to Rustic Pathways, people spend the seventh most amount of time in Yellowstone National Park out of all of the parks in the country. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What 1980 film is loosely based on Wyoming's Johnson County Wars? Send us your answer to wyomingpublicradio@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the correct answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, what is Wyoming's largest agricultural commodity? That would be cattle and calves. That's followed by hay, hogs, sheep and lamb, and sugar beets. Congratulations to Celeste Kennedy, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your weekend and join me again on Monday.